Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO and the host of Money Life, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, today we have the opportunity to answer some of the questions that have come into your very full inbox.
You know, Dave, it's so fun because many people who write me say, you know, when you do Q&A, that's my favorite program. Do those more often. Others will write and say, when you teach, that's my favorite program. Do that more often. Or when you have guests, those are the ones that really stick with me. Do those more often. So that means we're doing probably some good on every front.
Well, I know that when you ask people to send you questions, you get lots of them. And by the way, if you do want to write Chuck, you can send him an email at chuckbentley@crown.org. And at some point, you kind of hit your max there, Chuck. You were able to answer the flow for a while, but it's sort of been a tsunami of lots of questions.
I always hate it because I want to answer everyone myself. You know, one of our listeners wrote and said, Chuck, relieve our stress. Let us know that you're living a balanced life. Have somebody else answer those. And I've had to take them up on that. Yeah. We do have other people who will answer your questions if I can't get to it, but I'm trying my best to do it.
Well, today we're going to take some of those questions that people sent, and maybe some of these are ones that you haven't actually had a chance to write back, but we'll talk about them today on the air. And so rather than waiting, let's get started. And this first one is one you and I have spent some time off mic talking about, the dilemma of husbands and wives that are not unified in the area of money. And it's a big deal. You get probably more letters about this subject than maybe anything else you get letters on.
Yes, and I would say I get it from both sides of the aisle, so to speak. I mean, I get it from the men and the women, but the majority come from women listeners who are having difficulty getting on the same page with their husband, and they don't know how to approach it. And today we have another example of that. It's a particularly acute problem, and it makes my heart go out not only to her, but to all the other ladies who are listening, and they can totally identify with this disconnect in their marriage. They just don't think it's possible to get on the same page. And underlying the real financial problem is, how do you work towards unity in your marriage? So I want to spend some time after the break talking about some of the things the Lord says that will help bring us into unity in our marriage.
Well, again, if you would like to write Chuck a question, you can do that by writing him at chuckbentley@crown.org. We'll take a short break and be right back. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
Feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough. There's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and today we are answering your questions. And by the way, if you'd like to ask Chuck a question, you can do that by writing him at chuckbentley@crown.org. And Chuck, as we alluded to in the opening segment, that the issue or the problem of husband and wife getting together on their finances is one that is a perennial problem, and it is one that is probably even more acute today with some of the financial chaos we see. But this particular email caught our attention, and I'd like to share it with our listeners. And the woman who wrote it asked to not be identified. And so we'll just give the basics of the message. And she writes, my husband has worked on and off throughout our marriage. I've carried most of the burden of providing for our family for over 18 years. When my husband has worked, he wants to buy new things. Then when he's out of work, we have to depend on family members to help, or I'm ashamed to say that we have filed bankruptcy twice in our marriage. My husband is not looking for work. He doesn't want to look. He's even told me and others in our family that he's not going to. I don't want to usurp my role as his helper, but I feel God is telling me to take care of my children, and getting out of debt should be my focus. So how do I handle this burning desire to stop spending and take care of my family when my husband just isn't on board? Is it okay to take the lead in this aspect?
Well, my heart goes out to this listener, and I so appreciate your willingness to ask for my advice. And it really grieves me to think that there's a man who will not take care of his very own family. That's what the Lord said is worse than an infidel. The scripture says, if you don't take care of your very own, then you're worse than a non-believer. So job one in a marriage is to assume the burden, to assume the responsibility, to go forth and work, to go out there and do something. And it doesn't matter if it's a great paying job or a very low paying job. The Lord wants us to get up and get out there and to get the job done. Now, your question is, in this circumstance, is it right for you to take the stand? And I believe it is. And I would suggest that you follow these simple steps. The very first step when you take your stand is to ask your husband if he's willing to pray with you out loud every single day. And I think it's important that you pray together out loud. Now, that's going to tell you a whole lot about where your spouse is. In fact, if they say no, it tells you a lot about where they are spiritually, and then you've got a whole different issue that you need to deal with. But if they say, okay, sure, then set up a time when you can begin to pray out loud together, because you learn what's really in a person's heart. You start to hear what your husband's thinking, the husband hears what the wife is thinking, and the Lord will begin to weave your hearts back together. Secondly, is ask him if he's willing to approach your finances in a totally different way, and make it known that you believe that God's ways are better than man's ways. Now, what that's going to do is to take the threatening aspect out of it in the conversation. Men feel threatened if they think they're failing at something. And for you to go and to condemn him or to be judgmental or to make him feel like a worse failure than he already is, then it's not going to move you down the road. You're going to have to say, honey, I think there's a better way to do this. Do you agree? And that way is not my way. It's God's way. And would you be willing to discover God's way, to learn how to follow his principles and to lead our family in that way? Then third, let him know that you're willing to help in any way possible so that you can be successful at this as a family, and that you personally do not want to live in violation of God's financial principles. So that if he says, you know, I'm just not on board with that, then say, may I have permission to lead our family by following God's financial principles? And most men, if they don't feel threatened or condemned by that, usually will look at their wife and say, well, sure, go ahead. And that allows you to begin to make changes and take corrective action. And if he's really bad at saving money, say, I'd like to be the one that sets up the budget. I'd like to be the one that writes the bills. I'd like to be the one that makes giving a priority in our home. I want to do it totally differently because we're making no progress the way we're going. And that's what I advise in your situation. But Dave, there's really some bigger issues here, because when people get into this kind of tension in their marriage, the first thing they do is they want their own way. Both sides. And if you look at what the scripture says, I think there's a three-step process when you're not able to agree with your spouse. The first one is in James 4, when the Bible says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Now, if you step back and look at that verse, it applies to every single fight and quarrel you'll ever observe. It occurs with my children. Has it ever occurred with your children, David?
Yeah, they're human.
Yeah, there's a fight or a quarrel.
Yeah.
And when I see one, whether it's with me and my spouse or between my children or sometimes between me and my children, if we're having a quarrel, we're having our differences, the Bible tells you exactly why. It says in verse 2, you want something, but you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the basis for every disagreement. Do you realize that?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, isn't it? It's summarized in two little statements. You want to know what's causing this? You want something and you don't get it. And then he said, here's the solution. You quarrel and fight, but you do not have because you do not ask God. What he's saying there is we get trapped in trying to solve our own problems. And Dave, it's the trap of humanism, where we believe if we have a problem, then we also have the solution. The solution is in ourselves. You know, the solution is in something that man made up for us. And the very first step is recognize, no, the solution for this quarrel is to turn to God and ask for God's help. That's step number one. You know, I've used the illustration before, Dave, that if you're trying to get a bunch of billiard balls all put together on the table, you really have a hard time trying to stack them real close together by hand. It just usually doesn't work. They roll apart. But if you put that little triangular frame around them, then they come tightly packed together and they stay there because they have a structure. And I think that's what God is telling us, that when we're trying to get on the same page financially with our spouse or even with our children, we say, here's the framework. It's called God's economy. Can you agree to live with inside the framework of God's ways? Because I'm willing to get inside that framework. Are you willing to get inside there? Now, that's how you come together. That's a very appealing invitation to a proud husband who thinks he's failing at doing his job. Yes, I'm willing to get inside there. Now let's discover God's ways together.
Chuck, we need to take a short break, but when we come back, I want you to talk about what to do when the spouse is an unbeliever and how that affects the next steps that you take. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We are answering your questions today. And Chuck, we've been stuck on this topic of how do husband and wife come together around this issue of financial management. And we talked in the first segment about what to do if you're both believers. But what about that listener who they're a Christian, but the spouse is not a Christian? How do they approach that?
Well, Dave, I want to get back to my 3 points on how to approach the overall issue, but let's answer it very specifically. If you're married to a non-believer, the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 7:12, to the rest I say this, if any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. So if a Christian's married to an unbeliever, don't divorce her just because she's a non-believer. Verse 13, and if a woman has a husband who is not a believer, right? That's the scenario you asked for. Here's the very direct answer. If a woman has a husband who's not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. And here's why. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife. And here's what I think that means, Dave. Sanctification means you're set apart. And we're not set apart unless we obey the truth. That's why we're different from the world, by what we believe. The Lord said that when our minds are renewed, we're no longer conformed, we're transformed. So that's being set apart from others. That makes us different. And in a home, if there's a non-believer, the one who is willing to believe the truth and live by it, the rest of the family enjoys the benefits and the blessings of that. Mm-hmm. Because God's truth makes a difference in that home. I've seen that over and over again, Dave. I've seen these godly women carry the load of teaching the children about the faith. I've seen them carry the load in finances. I've seen them carry the load in every possible way. And the blessings of the Lord fall on that family because of the faithfulness of just one of them. So if your husband will not listen, but you are able to continue to live by God's ways, I believe that ultimately the blessing of the Lord will fall on that home. Now, Dave, I think it's also important for a woman to speak the truth to their husband. But you and I are guys, and we can give testimony that there's a way that works really well and a way that doesn't work very well. And part of it has to do with the pride that's inherent in a man. He doesn't want to be made to feel like a failure, and he doesn't want to be constantly criticized. The Proverbs tell us that a man would rather live on the corner of a roof than with a nagging spouse, one that's just constantly finding fault, one that you just never measure up, one that you never feel encouraged by. Now, even in this situation, I believe that the lady who just wrote us, who has a husband after 18 years, he will not get on board. If she will follow Paul's advice in Ephesians 4:15, that she will be far more likely to be successful at winning over the heart of her husband. And here's the simple advice. Paul said, speak the truth in love. Now, an example of speaking the truth in love, Dave, is imagine that you have to go to the dentist and you have a bad report. And the dentist says, I've got bad news. You need your front tooth pulled out. But here's the good news. I've got Novocaine and it's not going to hurt. Now, that's truth and also love. The Novocaine is love. It's not going to hurt so bad. The truth is, we're going to have to face the facts. We've got a problem here. That's the essence. Imagine if he just said, hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. You've got a rotten tooth and I'm going to yank it out right now. Well, you would run. Anybody would. Or if he said, I really don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'm just going to give you Novocaine and send you home. Well, you would die, right? Your tooth would fall out. So you can't separate the two if you're going to be successful in communicating. And it's so important. Oftentimes, the woman sees the truth clearly. Most women have this innate sense to just see the truth. They know what to do, and they will say it. But many times, they don't say it in love. They don't use the Novocaine. And for guys, if you just say, honey, I need to tell you something. It's just not working. You know, this budget, this getting out of debt thing. And let's get on the same page so that our family can be successful. I'd like to help. And by the way, I'd like to follow God's principles. I'd like to lead us in that way. If you're not interested, is it okay if I do? I don't want to get in your way. I want to be very, very respectful of you. And I understand if you're not where I'm at, but I think it's important. Is that okay with you? And you will see a difference. In this case, we're just talking about, if you approach your husband that way and say, honey, I love you, and it's been rocky and it's been tough, but it's just not working. Let's work at this together. What can we do? That's just being honest. I think it'll go a long way. And here's the third point, Dave, because I know we got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. The third point is the Bible says to submit to your husband. And you can hear that and say, oh, here we go again. And I've heard that all my life, and I'm sick of that, and that doesn't work in my family, and you don't understand our circumstances, and, you know, I'm married to a jerk, and the Bible doesn't want you to submit to a jerk. And I've heard those arguments today, but here's what I've also seen over and over again, that it is a truth from God's Word that usually is so powerful that a man cannot resist getting along with somebody who will abide by that. So the third point is, the first point is to turn to God and say, Lord, I need your help. We're quarreling and we haven't invited you in to solve the quarrel. Number two is I'm going to speak out. I'm going to take a stand, but I'm going to speak the truth in love. And number three, I'm willing to submit to what you say is best. If you say, honey, I don't teach that stuff in our home, I won't. If your spouse says, I'm totally against that, I submit to you. And watch what happens. Because usually it melts the hardened heart of a proud man.
Well, Chuck, that's good advice, and we have to take a short break, but we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, we said we were going to answer questions today.
I didn't do very good.
And we answered a question. So how about we save the rest of them and let's do another Q&A program later?
Well, I want to, Dave, and I feel a little bit bad that I didn't get to the rest of them that I planned. But Dave, there's oftentimes so much more to a financial issue than meets the eye. And here at Money Life, it's really important to us that we don't become prescriptive, like we've got all the answers. If you just do what we tell you to do, your financial problems are going to go away. We want to point people to the true source for where they're going to find solutions that will last. They're going to take hold of life that's truly life, Dave. And I just cannot help when I see these kind of difficult problems to try to take people back to God's Word to say, this is where the problem is really going to be solved. We can put a Band-Aid on it. We can get you on a budget. We can get all those practical things happening, and we want to. But what's most important is to save that marriage, to save that family, and to bring a couple together in unity. That's really what's important to us.
Well, very, very true. Well, Chuck, we have just a little bit of time left in this program, and there is a special event coming up that we'd like to let our listeners know about.
Well, we have an annual Crown reunion, Dave, and this year it's held at Ridgecrest Conference Center in Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm going to open it up to all of our listeners who want to come and join us. The event starts Thursday, November 19th, and goes through Sunday, November the 22nd. And it's a time every year when we all get together and we compare notes, we encourage one another, and we get equipped to go out and to serve the Lord in our respective areas. I can assure you it's going to be a wonderful time. We have the 3-2-1 comedy club that's going to provide entertainment. We have a wonderful worship band that's coming, and you will hear testimonies of what God is doing all over the world. And I do want you to come. You can find out more about it online at crown.org. We have a special section for the reunion, or you can call and speak to one of our representatives. But I hope you'll pray about being with us. It's a very important time for what God is doing through this ministry.
Well, thanks, Chuck. And once again, the Crown Reunion is being held November 19th through the 22nd at the Ridgecrest Conference Center in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, the deadline to register is Thursday, November 12th, and you can register online at crown.org/reunion. That's crown.org/reunion. Or you can call our 800 number and speak to one of our customer service representatives. And that number is 1-800-722-1976. 1-800-722-1976. And you can get all the information about the Crown Reunion this fall, November 19th through the 22nd. Well, now, if you missed any portion of today's program, you can always hear it by going online at crown.org, or you can sign up for the free podcast, and then we'll send Money Life directly to your computer each day. All that information is available at crown.org. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.